Back home. Finally, 4:15 p.m. After my fairy tale fiasco, I was mentally and physically exhausted. I actually had to guzzle a soda just to get up enough energy to walk home from the bus stop. Otherwise, I probably would have collapsed and fallen asleep right there on Mrs. Wallabanger's front lawn. OMG, I was so happy to have finally made it home. I guess I've been taking it for granted for most of my life. The very first thing I noticed was my missing, stolen alarm clock sitting on the kitchen table. And next to it was a sandwich and a note with my name on it. I also spotted a pair of ponytails with pink plastic flower barrettes peeking out from around the corner. For some reason, everything at home seemed different. Somehow, better. I couldn't wait to get back to my own room and sleep in my own bed. I was even looking forward to seeing Mom and Dad. I planned on giving them both a really big hug just because I could. And although I had been dreading writing my own fairy tale, my head was now filled with so many exciting details from my own adventures that I thought it was going to burst. OMG, I had enough material to write a book. No, a book series. That assignment was going to be an easy A. Anyway, I opened the letter with my name on it and immediately recognized Brianna's sloppy handwriting in purple crayon. This is what the letter said. Dear Nikki, try it. You might like it. I wrote this letter to tell you that I am very, very sorry. When you are mad at me, your face looks like Daddy's when he smelled that skunk that was hiding in the garage. And this made me very sad. Your face, not the smelly skunk. Are you still mad? Please circle 1. Yes, no. If you are still mad, please accept my sorriness for taking your clock, calling you a sandwich stealer, playing games on your phone and drawing my very cute face on it, and trying to call Princess Sugarplum. I did not reach her, but I did reach a guy named Mo by mistake, and he was not very polite at all. He said if I reach him again, he will call the cop. That would be very bad, because I do not think they serve chicken nuggets in jail. Then I would starve to death, which would not be a very fun time. Anyway, I made this sandwich just for you because I really care about you. I hope you love it. You are my very best friend, after Miss Penelope and Princess Sugarplum. But you are the bestest sister I got. Love, Brianna. OMG, who would have thought an apology letter could tug at your heartstrings, bring tears to your eyes, and make you laugh, all at the same time? It was just so... Brianna. That's when I decided to finally give in and try her stupid sandwich. Especially since she had gone to the trouble to make it for me. Just a tiny nibble probably wouldn't kill me, right? I closed my eyes and tried to pick up the squishy, gooey sandwich without totally freaking out. But when I raised it to my mouth, the weird smell of pickles and peanut butter triggered my gag reflex. Ick. Don't think about it, just eat it, I said to myself as I did a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, nervous sweat trickled down my forehead. 1. I took a big bite and swallowed it as quickly as possible. OMG, I moaned. I could not believe what my taste buds were screaming at me. That sandwich was delicious. I took another bite and then another. How is it humanly possible to get all those amazing flavors into one sandwich? It was the best sandwich I've ever had in my life. Brianna was still peeking at me from the doorway. Brianna, come here now, I yelled with my mouth still full. She timidly poked her head into the kitchen.
Who, me?
Yes, you, I answered. She walked up to me, folded her arms, and stared at her feet nervously. That's when I gave her a huge hug. I guess it took her by surprise because she just stared at me and blinked like I was a two-headed monster or something.
You're the bestest sister I got, I giggled. And this is the bestest sandwich ever.
Told you so, Brianna grinned.
I had to admit she was right. Okay, Brianna, I said. I will eat it with a dog. I will eat it with a frog. I will eat it with a cat. I will eat it with a rat. I will eat it in my room, on the bus, and on the moon. I will eat it north and south. It tastes so yummy in my mouth. Call me picky, call me fickle. I so love PBJ and pickles. I fight with Brianna because sometimes she can be a spoiled brat. But after today, I'm actually starting to appreciate her good qualities. She's clever, cute as a button, friendly, creative, and she has a big heart. But most important, she's always there for me when I need her. As a big sister, I'd say I'm pretty lucky. And one thing is for sure. Brianna is a whole lot better at making sandwiches than she ever was at being a fairy godmother. I'm just saying. Anyway, it's been the craziest day ever. But the good news is that I ended up with my happily ever after. Thanks to Brianna and all the people who really care about me. But I swear, if I get whacked in the face one more time, I'm going to totally lose it. Just kidding.
Not.
I know.
I'm such a dork.